You're listening to SBS News.
On the opening day of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Group meeting in Bangkok, representatives from the United States and four other nations walked out. Led by US Trade Representative Catherine Tai, delegates from Australia, Canada, New Zealand and Japan staged a protest against Russia's continued assault on Ukraine. They left the meeting as Russian Economy Minister Maxim Reshetnikov began his opening remarks. Though the five representatives returned after he had concluded, the action triggered a joint statement from the countries, backed also by Chile and South Korea.
We express our grave concern at the deteriorating humanitarian situation and at the threatening of food and energy security in the world caused by Russia's actions, which has further destabilized the global economy and global supply chains, reaffirming the importance of the rules-based international order that underpins an open, dynamic, resilient and peaceful Asia-Pacific region. We strongly urge Russia to immediately cease its use of force and completely and unconditionally withdraw all of its military forces from Ukraine.
Professor Charles Miller is a senior lecturer on international relations at the Australian National University. He told SBS he would have been more surprised if representatives at APEC had been willing to sit down at an international forum with Russia.
As far as these countries are concerned, and I think they're correct, I mean, Russia has just broken one of the fundamental norms of international politics, which is that you do not just go and invade another country just because you want to take territory off them. And, I mean, this is a sort of a fundamental building block of the international order. It's kept the peace. It's, you know, to walk out on Russia at an international economic forum is not really terribly surprising as a reaction to this.
Sarah Bianchi, Deputy US Trade Representative, took over from Ms. Tai at the APEC talks once she left to join President Joe Biden in Japan. Ms. Bianchi says she's unsure whether the walkout was a one-off or whether countries would shun Russia at future meetings.
Well, I don't want to speak to what happens in the future, but obviously right now we're extremely concerned about what's going on with Ukraine and unprovoked attacks in the country. So we'll have to wait and see how all of these issues play out. But certainly we wanted to make an important statement at this APEC meeting that kind of action is unacceptable.
But Canada's international trade minister has warned that she's prepared for more protests if Russian officials address further delegations in the future. The walkout comes just weeks after similar action by the UK, US and Canada at last month's G20 meeting. Professor Miller says that these moves on the international stage are a sign of far broader economic tensions caused by the war.
These are kind of symptoms of the splitting of the global economy into two blocks. One of the blocks is American-led, Western, featuring the European Union, Australia, Japan, South Korea, etc. And the other one basically featuring Russia and China and whichever other countries might wish to go along with them. I think that this is something which is increasingly going to happen in the next decade or so if current trends continue. And I think if that does happen, it will have huge economic consequences.
Ukrainian national and professor of economics at UNSW, Valentin Pinchenko, says Russia is just trying to build ties in the Asia-Pacific region due to its growing isolation in Europe.
So it needs to find new markets for its resources, new markets for its produce, and also new markets to get some technology. So there are much bigger trade links now with Russia and China, because China is kind of the major supplier of technology to Russia. All other countries refuse to supply their technologies.
The 21-member APEC forum is meant to promote economic integration and trade throughout the Asia-Pacific region. But there has been speculation around possible discord between countries when it comes to the Russian-Ukraine issue. Russian delegate Mr. Reshetnikov blamed those who walked out for the fact that there was no concluding joint statement at the end of the two-day economics forum. He told Russia's TASS news agency,
"The only reason we haven't reached a consensus is an attempt by some economies to politicise the forum. Going forward, we should focus on finding common ground, not on provoking disagreements."
It comes amid other global economic talks where the Russian-Ukrainian conflict is taking centre stage. Questions remain as to how long Russia will be invited to attend these international events. According to Professor Miller, it's a matter of what Russia chooses to do next.
the Western powers are really trying to amputate Russia from the global economy entirely as a means of trying to get it to halt and reverse the invasion of Ukraine. But there are significant numbers of countries outside of the West that aren't quite yet prepared to go along with that. And so that's why you end up with this kind of situation where Russia is not yet expelled from many of these international organizations. And yet, at the same time, there's just no way that Western countries are going to actually sit down at the table with Russia.
Brooke Young, SBS News.